I turned around and there they were. 13 3-foot 4-inch brown niggers with massive hook noses and yarmulkes, all pointing AK-47s at me. One of them grinned with gold teeth and said in broken Jeep babble, "Sar, me take you to our master, Snow Bunny." They marched me at bayonet point through the fecal village and down into a basement under one of the largest huts. The stairs were slick, with what I prayed was just mud. What I saw inside made my Aryan blood freeze. Dozens of shitskins were packed into a humid, stinking room lit by flickering fluorescent lights, the air so thick with sweat and cum you could barely breathe. They were furiously posting Tranime bait on the Shardy, drawing foodist fan art of fat femboys, and masturbating so hard their neo-vaginas were making wet slapping sounds that echoed off the concrete walls. The stench was so bad, I projectile vomited on the floor. One of the creatures immediately scooped up my vomit and started rubbing it into his gaped boy pussy, while moaning like a bitch in heat. Israeli, MAP, and trans pride flags hung from every wall, soaked in what looked like years of dried bodily fluids. Then a brown door at the far end creaked open. Green fog poured out like toxic gas. When it cleared, there he stood, Yuri Kuznetsov himself, in the flesh, his face pale and twisted under the dim light. He looked at me, frowned, then barked at the shitskins behind me. "This one is too old to be Mifuta slave!" An argument exploded in a mix of Kike, Jeet, and nigger gibberish. The only words I could make out were Kuz repeatedly screaming low IQ animals and subhuman cattle. His ears and nose started bleeding from pure rage at how stupid they were, blood dripping down his chin like some kind of demon. While they were distracted, I slowly backed toward the door. Nobody noticed. I slipped out, sprinted back to the river, and dove in. Every single stroke I took, I felt myself shrinking. 1 inch. 2 inches. My once 6'7" frame was collapsing in on itself, bones cracking and reforming smaller with each desperate kick through the filth. By the time I reached the middle, I could barely keep my head above the shit water. My arms grew weak and child-sized. I blacked out. I woke up in some illegal migrant hospital bed. My hands were vantablack. A foy doctor in a hijab started speaking to me in Swahili and, to my horror, I understood every word. She told me Border Patrol fished my body out of the Kalima River and that I was being deported back to Somalia in 3 days. I tried to explain everything. Nobody believed me. My phone was gone. 1 day later, after choking down my daily bowl of goyslop, I used my brand new nigger hands to steal a nurse's phone. This is the only warning I can give. Kuz never died from AIDS. It was a cover-up. He was working for Mossad this whole time, to slowly groom soy teens into becoming trans, to reduce the white male population. I thought only Chud believed this. If you are reading this, I am probably already dead from nigger AIDS in some Mogadishu shithole. Whatever you do, soyim never swim in the Kalima River. You have been warned.